Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. On this episode, we're going to talk about the benefits of finding extra money each month to throw extra at your debt if that's where you're at on your financial journey. Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thanks so much for joining me for a few minutes today. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about the importance or some of the benefits of throwing a little bit of extra money at those debt payments if you're trying to knock off debt. If you didn't catch my last episode, I'm going to give you a quick recap here. I talked about two strategies that people use or that are very common to use to pay down debt. One is the debt snowball, and essentially all that is taking the smallest balance loan and paying that off first, and then kind of working your way down, paying the minimums on everything else, and then just throwing all extra money at that minimum balance loan, that low balance loan, and then knocking that out. The other method is called the debt avalanche method, and this is basically taking the highest interest rate debt, regardless of the balance, and paying that off first, and then working your way down, and throwing all your extra money towards that highest interest rate debt. Mathematically, yes, there's a better way to do it, which is the debt avalanche, but it doesn't factor in human behavior, motivation, and that kind of thing, which is such a crucial part to the equation. So there's really not a right way to do it. It just honestly is whatever is gonna work best for you if you're going through that. But what both of those have in common is that you've gotta find extra money. If you don't have extra money, you're never gonna be able to throw it at that lowest balance debt, or you're never gonna be able to throw it at that highest interest rate debt. You're always just gonna be maintaining. So the goal of this is the more money you can find, the more likely you are to make progress on whatever strategy you choose, and the more likely you are to make progress very quickly. Let's take a hypothetical example. Let's say we have $10,000 in debt at 12% interest, and the monthly payment is around $330. So this is could be equivalent to a typical car loan. The interest rate might be a little high, or typical credit card debt, for example. So you're at 3 years to pay this thing back, right? And you're paying about $330 a month. It's going to take you about 37 months. Over the course of those 37 months, you're going to pay about $2,000 in interest on that $10,000 of debt. Now, if you were to take just $50 extra a month and put it on that debt, it would actually cut the repayment period down 6 months. So it would go from 37 months to 31 months. If you put an extra $100, it would cut it down to 27 months, and an extra $150 a month would cut it down to 24 months. So you'd go from 3 years to pay it back to 2 years just by putting an extra $150 a month towards that debt. Here's one that's really interesting to me though. If you were to double that payment, so instead of paying $330 a month on that debt, if you paid $660, you'd pay it back in 17 months. So you'd go from 37 months to 17 months. But here's where it gets interesting. You'd only pay $900 in interest instead of $2,000 in interest. So you pay it off almost more than half as quick, and you would save almost $1,200 or $1,100 in interest. And the other side benefit of this is, look, for those other 20 months, you know, so if you paid it off in 17 months and you would have normally been paying it off for 37 months, for those extra 20 months, you get that payment back. So you get that $330 back. You can do whatever you want with it. You can invest it, you can save it, you can go on vacation with it. So not only do you spend less in interest, but you pay your debt off faster, and all of a sudden for a year and a half or almost 2 years, you get all that extra money back each month that you're not paying out to somebody else. And yes, there are some cons to this. You know, some people will say, well, you know, my interest rate is only 12%, or let's say my interest rate is only 6% on the debt, I think I can invest it and I think I can make 15% or 12% or 20%. So yes, there are other options out there, but what I've seen be very helpful for people is that if you're at the point in your life where you're like, I am tired of debt, I'm ready to pay debt off, oftentimes you wanna just solely focus on that one goal instead of investing a little bit here, saving some over here, and then paying off debt here. What I've seen is when you consolidate all three of those, you know, different choices on, you know, where you're putting your money, when you consolidate it all into one goal, let's make that goal, paying off debt here, you are more motivated. You're motivated to knock that out faster because you have one clear vision. You have one clear goal and you can see quick progress on that. So this is actually what I followed in my own life, and that's why I'm kind of talking about it, because I've just seen it be effective. When I first came out of school, I had $55,000 of debt. And if you've watched me before or listened to any of my stuff before, you might have heard my story around that. I had $55,000 worth of debt. My first couple years out of college, I would save some here, I would pay off a little bit of debt here, and then, you know, I'd also invest over here. So I was kind of all over the place, and I wasn't focused on just paying that debt off. Well, what I did is towards the end of that, the last, I would say, year or so of paying off my debt, I got really aggressive and I just focused on the debt. Now, I still did my 401k to get the match at work and stuff like that, but I didn't put any extra money in savings. I didn't put any extra money in retirement above the match at work. And what I did was I found ways to cut my budget because I was so focused on this one goal of debt, paying off debt. And I was so focused on it that I just, it made me want to go find ways I could cut money, because I knew that if I cut $50 a month or $100 a month or $150 a month, I knew it was temporary. We can do anything if it's for a year or 2 years, right? And so that's the point of this, is if we make simple sacrifices, or if we make sacrifices for a couple years, like getting a roommate or maybe cutting cable or cutting down eating out, things like that, we can get out of debt in a matter of years faster. So you just have to kind of ask, is this worth it? So where I was at, I was paying $55,000 back and I was doing pretty well with it, but with about a year left to go, so I'd been paying on it for 3 years, I think my balance was around, I think it was around 15,000 or 20,000 after that third year. So, you know, I had made a lot of progress, but I had 15 or 20,000 dollars left to pay off. And that year is when I really focused, my fourth year of paying off my debt. And I really focused and I said, okay, I'm just gonna look at this and I'm gonna see how much money can I just throw at this debt every single month. I got super focused, I scrubbed through the budget and continued to find ways to cut. And what that did is this just fueled my motivation to wanna attack this thing. I got to the point where I was paying $1,800 a month in debt, just trying to knock it out as quick as I can. So within that last year, I paid off about $15,000 in 12 months because I was just attacking the debt like crazy, because I found all this extra money to throw at the debt to use either the debt snowball or the debt avalanche strategy. Personally, I use the debt snowball strategy for my method, but again, it's totally up to you, whatever you use. So I say that because I've seen the benefits of this in my own life. And yes, you know, did I sacrifice? Could I have paid $1,800 and invested it over those years? I could have, but I'd probably still be in debt today. And I can tell you, not every financial decision is always a numbers decision. It stressed me out like crazy to be in debt. And so the fact that that debt was gone in 4 years instead of sticking around for what would have been 10 or 15 years if I would have just paid it back, you know, according to the payment schedule that they had laid out for me, I'm not carrying that weight anymore. And to me, that was worth a little bit of leaving a little bit of money on the table in investments, because I don't have to worry about it anymore. I'm not constantly thinking about it. And also, if something happens with a job or with the economy or an emergency happens, I've also de-risked myself. And that's what happens when you get rid of debt. You're de-risking yourself from an emergency happening. So clearly, this is just my opinion on the topic, but I've seen it be so freeing and so helpful for people. And when you just find that extra money and attack the debt as quick as you can, it's crazy how fast it starts to go, and you get motivated and you wanna cut and you wanna find extra fuel to attack this debt even further. In the future, I'm gonna do more videos on how to save money each month to fuel some of these things. If you know of anybody that needs help paying off debt or needs a little bit of motivation or needs help getting on a budget, please send them to findyourmoneypath.com. They can set up a free call with me and I'll get to talk to them a little bit about what they're looking for and see if I might be able to help them or not. I would love the chance to help them out. findyourmoneypath.com. I appreciate you guys and I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your day.